7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Think it was gonna be Santa?
Yeah. Who the hell did you think it was gonna be? Santa? Okay. At the sound of the tone, the time will be 1930 UTC. Okay. Hello. And welcome to an unusual episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Guess where I am? Alright, hold on a second. Let me see if I can turn this off with my feet. Is this working? Which way do I turn it to turn the water off? Is it going off? Yeah, I think it's... Yeah, there we go. Look at this. Some kind of bathtub genius. Oh my god. Alright, so, hello and welcome to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I might be dead, but wait a minute, if I'm talking on the radio, I'm not dead. Okay, yeah, I'm not sure what's going on exactly, but, about an hour ago, oh my god, I woke up. And everything was weird, and everything was bad, and I was having some really weird muscle problems, and everything was about to seize. And so I had to get into the bathtub. And I thought, oh yeah, this won't be a problem, because I'll be out of the bathtub before Dubious Goals Committee starts. And yeah, that ended up not being true one bit. So I've been sitting in here for about, 45 minutes. I got up, I ate breakfast, pepperoni and waffles. I drank a little bit of tea, Jade Tiaguanyin. And I said, yeah, no, this isn't going to work. So I had to take some ibuprofen and get in the bathtub. And to be perfectly honest, I think I am starting to come around. I think maybe I'm just being optimistic. Oh my god, I thought I was coming around half an hour ago. Anyway, so I'm sitting here in the bathtub. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what are you doing in the bathtub? It's Boxing Day! Yeah, I know. It's Boxing Day, one of my favorite days of the year, because this would be a good day for watching football. And there is going to be some football on a little bit later. I got time, because the normal amount of football is not on because of COVID. Yay, the new COVID super variant breakout is taking over the football leagues again, so I don't get to watch any football today. Well, actually, I might get some a little bit later, but it's, I don't know. So what am I going to do today? Well, I don't know. I could sit here and ask my trusty companion, because as soon as I got into the bathtub, guess who had to come in here? I don't know where the cat was. The cat was off somewhere sleeping, leaving me alone, and I was having a questionable morning until I got into the bathtub. Then the cat had to run in here and freak out. And now the cat is sitting here on the edge of the bathtub with me. And she's looking at the ceiling. I'm not sure what's super exciting about the ceiling. Yeah, no, I don't see anything of interest on the ceiling. But then again, I am not a cat. That's bound to happen. Oh, yada. Oh, and I just noticed something. This is cool. Oh, yeah. See, if I move my leg like this now, I'm good. Oh, yeah, okay. Things are getting a little bit better. And that spasm I was having in my back is no longer threatening to wrap around into my stomach. So that's a good thing. Oh, I hate it when that happens. That's never fun. So I guess this is pretty typical. Of course, I finally have a reason to celebrate. I finally have a reason to be happy. Christmas is over. It's over. But I can't celebrate because I'm all messed up. And I haven't told you the worst part of it yet. The worst part of it is that I forgot to bring my tea up here. So I've been sitting in the bathtub now for like, what, 50 minutes? I got no tea. I left the tea downstairs in my office/studio. And I forgot. I was so excited to get into the bathtub. I wasn't excited about it. I just felt like I needed to get into the bathtub. And I forgot the tea. So even though it's on this most celebratory of days, I can't do my favorite thing, which is drink tea in the bathtub. I'm just sitting here next to my cat. Oh, I hate days like this. I really hate days like this. Although the good news is I do have some food. I have good food I could eat later today. I didn't get to eat good food yesterday. I was going to have a yummy steak. But the steaks got frozen together because the steak guy at the store forgot to put the little piece of plastic between them. So I took the steaks out of the freezer for an hour and a half, hoping that they would thaw enough. I did manage to wedge a knife between the steaks, and I was pounding it on the floor trying to split the steaks. That didn't happen. A couple of hours went by. I still couldn't get the steaks separated. I was too hungry and getting sick, so I had to put the steaks in the refrigerator, which still had the knife wedged in them. And I had to eat crap yesterday. I don't know if I'm going to be able to prepare food today, though. I don't know. That's the other thing I've got to look forward to. Oh, Pippa got up and moved. What are you doing, Pippa? Now she's just moving back into the look at the ceiling position. For a second there, Pippa stepped on my leg. She will do this every once in a while. About every third or fourth time she catches me in the bathtub, she will run in here, jump up on the edge of the bathtub, sit here for a while, and stare at the water. And then, because I have my feet sticking up out of the bathtub and are flush up against the wall, my legs now, you know, create this bridge over the water. So my cat will step over onto my shins just below my knee, and she will stand there with her front legs on my shins and her back legs on the edge of the bathtub, and then she'll, you know, like sniff the water. Or maybe sometimes she'll taste it and take a drink of it. Cats. Yeah, she hates the bathtub, but she loves water. She likes to drink water. She doesn't like to be in water. Maybe that's why she's always coming in here yelling and screaming at me. See, normally whenever I get in the bathtub, the cat has to come running in, starts yanging her head off, yang, 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 yang. And I always thought, well, maybe she's just afraid or upset that I'm in the water, and she knows that she hates water, so she must assume that everybody hates water and wouldn't want to sit around in it. And so I always think, oh, my cat's trying to rescue me from the bathtub. And then I just now thought, well, maybe that's not it. Maybe my cat loves water so much, not being in it, not bathing in it, of course, but drinking it. And so when she sees all this water in the bathtub and sees me sitting in it, maybe she's actually mad that I'm wasting perfectly good water. I don't know. I don't think that's the case because she hasn't been drinking tap water lately. Because it seems like it's been a little bit chloriney, but you know, I don't really smell any chlorine now. I wonder if the tap water's gone back to normal. My tap water kind of varies from time to time. Usually it's pretty good, but a couple of months ago, it got a little bit, if you really focused your nose, you could kind of smell a little bit of chlorine, and so I think that's what my cat was smelling and didn't want to drink the tap water, so we had to switch back to kitty water, and I got to buy kitty water in the jug, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, here's the deal. I'm actually kind of thinking about getting out of the bathtub. I can't reach the thing. There we go. I'm draining the bathtub. Alright, so it's going to take me a while to get out of the bathtub. Let's go to the network. Let's see what's happening in the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
This is a public service announcement with guitar!
get on the streets. Know your rights by the Clash. Thank you, Joe. Although, you know, you guys live in England. We live in America here, at least I do. I hate to admit it, but it's true. Nebraska is a state in the United States of America. And I know my rights. Yeah, sort of. I think we're going to pull up some background. Hi. Pippa's here while I pull up the background music. Some lovely Gujang. Hi, Pippa. Why is the cat now licking my shirt? Is it a tasty shirt? Is that where I spilled the sauce? Anyway, know your rights. Number one, you have the right not to be killed unless it's by a policeman or an aristocrat. Now, of course, we don't have aristocrats here in the United States. So your right in the United States is you have the right not to be killed unless it's by a policeman or a rich white person. If you're famous and rich, you can do whatever you want. And you can say, oh, but the gun, it just fired itself. It just went off. I also have tea. I'm drinking Jade Jiguanyin. And my cat is sitting right here. Yeah. It's all good. Don't you think so, Pippa? Pippa says yes.
Oh, Blender.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look.
How do you get shirts so clean, Mr. Lee?
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
Okay, that's enough of that. My God, man. Too many bananas, not enough cha-chas. Where am I going with this? I don't know. Right now, we need more music. So, how about something real? Let's go to the desert. Let's listen to some Tanarawen. Yeah.
Thank you.
I love these guys. That was Tenarawen with their song Tumast Tincha. Awesome. Oh, and speaking of Tincha, I was watching, so what was I watching? I saw something last night and there was a character in whatever I was watching named Sencha. And I thought, hey, did you get that thing I sent you? And then I was going to do a whole thing, and I thought, oh, that would be great for Dubious Goals Committee, until I realized, yeah, it was probably about 4 hours of editing and work just for like 8 seconds of bit on Dubious Goals Committee. Not worth it. Not efficient enough. I'm not going to do that. And Tub, you're so lazy. No, I'm not lazy. I'm a buff baby who can dance like a man.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch your buns. Punch your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
I will punch all your buns. Don't punch bunny rabbits, they're too nice and cute. Yes. We haven't heard that one in a while. Well, it's been years on the Dubious Goals Committee. But the question becomes, do we need to make some kind of remix out of this? Do we need to get a little crazy? Do we need to do something stupid? Because we like to do stupid stuff on the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, what the hell, let's get a little stupid.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch your buns. Punch your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Oh yeah, welcome to another live Dubious Goals remix. Yeah, and that's terrible. We're never going to be able to do anything with that because the timing in it is so bad that I was sitting here hitting keys on a keyboard. Oh, wait. Is it still plugged in? There we go. I had to sit there and try to play drums by hand. Well, that was all messed up. Am I going to put some effort into that? And hell no! Hell no! This is a very low effort show. I don't know. Maybe we can just throw some MSG on it to make it better. You know, I've been wondering, what is MSG anyway? Maybe we should ask Uncle Roger. What is
Hello, niece Hello. And nephew. It's Uncle Roger. Since my last egg fried rice video, many people asking me, what is MSG? And Uncle Roger want to say, MSG is king of flavor. It's better version of salt. MSG is salt on crack. If you have salt at home, throw it out. Don't need salt. Salt is so 2005. Now all the cultured people use MSG. MSG make everything better. Huh. Uncle Roger should have put MSG on my marriage.
Yeah, well, sometimes we need to figure out what to put the MSG on. And I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready for some... For some what? Food? Am I getting hungry? Do I need something to eat? What do I need to eat? Do I need to do some food prep? Should I move up into the kitchen? Why am I sitting around here? Oh.
Banana.
Oh.
Banana.
Oh, it's a banana. Now I get it. I think.
Banana.
Yeah, okay. Now I know for sure what is up. Banana. Nana. Cha-cha. Na. Yeah, I guess I should apologize for such a poor quality radio show today, but you know, you can't always get the good stuff. Not when I'm in such questionable shape. Well, anyway, I cannot figure out how to stall any longer, so I'm just going to say this. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta go and find something to eat before I starve to death. And etc. So, okay, are we out of time yet? Bye-bye.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.